Good morning, Katie B. Are you here listening?
Good afternoon, almost. Good morning. This is NAK Cat.
Well, good morning to you, sir. I've used your repeater on multiple occasions up there in Grand Rapids, and it's good to hear you on the air. Definitely wanted to wave a hand at you and say thanks for having your call sign on a repeater. So 73 to you, though. Got to get going and cook some breakfast. This is KI9NG in Valparaiso.
Yeah, very good. Same here, John. I don't stop very often, as much as I'd like to, but it happens from time to time. I don't have a lot of power behind my PA, so I have a hard time from downtown area getting into it. But anyway. It's good to hear you. Maybe we'll be able to chat a little bit more later on. So enjoy your day. I would imagine it's probably mild in your neck of the woods as well. And I take care.
This is W8MEL, Whiskey 8, Mike Echo Lima. This is W8MEL, Whiskey 8, Mike Echo Lima.
Attention, police. The 220 Inquisitor set will begin in approximately 9 minutes. So this is KA8PTX.
This is KDA-UFI testing.
Good evening. It's 6 o'clock and time for the 220 Inquisitor set. This is Steve, Kilo Alpha 8 Tango Papa X-ray. Located in Kentwood, requesting the use of the KG8MUI, NHJPR, and W8DC repeaters for this evening's 220 Inquisitor net. I will be your net control for this evening. This is a Ron Robbins cell net open to all appropriately licensed radio amateurs. When checking in, please give your call sign. Scrolling in phonetically with your name, location, and the type of check-in for this evening. For instance, general check-in, in and out, short time. If we have any announcements for the net this evening, please call net control. Hearing nothing, we'll proceed on to general check-ins, in and out, for a short time. Please come now. This is KAATPX, the CD's net control for the 220 Quizzer net, looking for check-ins. Any check-ins, please come now.
This is KE8LCT, Kilo Echo 8, Lima Charlie Tango. Richard in Springport, depending on how my signal works out here, I'll be probably short time.
What are you doing, Richard? KC8LCT, KE8LCT. Signal sounds good, Richard. So we'll put you down for general and come back to you pretty soon. This is KAATPX, net control for the Themis 220 QuizzerNet, looking for check-ins. Check-ins, please come now. Check-ins for the 220 QuizzerNet, please come now. Okay, we're hearing nothing. Richard, how are you doing this evening? One question I do have, are you coming in on TVMEY? Or maybe EchoLink. I don't think we're linked to the W8DC repeater and the NHJPR repeater. So, how are you doing? You surviving this wind? Go ahead.
Well, so far I've managed to survive the wind, but it's been a rough one today. Almost as bad when I visited my brother in Kansas. And they get some really good straightforward winds out there. Trying to drive down the road in a full-size Dodge Ram, that was not easy. And the guy behind me was in a full-size Chevy, and I watched him crossing in and out of both lanes whenever the gust would hit. So, yeah, it's been a wonderful day. I'm coming in on EchoLink, by the way. My issue with EchoLink is because I don't have good phone service out here. Sometimes it cuts in and cuts out, and that's why I was talking about the signal. If it gets really bad and I can't hear what's going on, then that doesn't make much sense to stick around. But so far, so good. So I'll give it back to the net. This is KE8LCT. Back to you.
Well, good, Tracy. Thank you for your check-in this evening. Yeah, the winds out there, you know, it's awful flat, so they don't have much to cut down on the circulation and the speed of that wind. But you're getting it probably a little worse than we're getting it, but it's still pretty windy here in Grand Rapids, so I haven't lost any antennas. That was going to be my topic for this evening, so anybody lost anything in this wind today. But during that, sit tight, Richard. You're still coming in good on EchoLink, and hopefully you're still making us through the spotty cell phone reception out there. Anybody else? Is it tonight 220 Inquisitor Net? Please come now. Check in to the 220 Inquisitor Net. Please come now. Okay, ELCT, Richard, looks like it's going to be a late night. When we have issues with not being linked to that W8DC repeater, our login, I think I did the net 2 weeks ago, and we weren't logged in, I'm sorry, we weren't linked in, and I had nobody checked in. So I've had that happen once before when we weren't linked in. I don't know where Steven is. Usually he TD8MEY. Usually he does the linking for us. So anyway, back to you, Richard. Anything else for the net? I was going to ask too. How's the weather out there as far as the temperature? Is it pretty nice, sunny? Go ahead, Richard. KC8LCT, KA8TPX, net control.
KA8LCT returning and. Yeah, I certainly understand what it's like to have a light net. I help with the Insomniac Net on the IRA system every now and then. And the 15, 20 minutes when it might be just me or one other or two other operators and me, it gets really frustrating. But, yeah, we hang in there. And the weather out here right now is about 72 degrees by what I've got on my phone app. And partly cloudy and a lot of wind. I could do without the wind. But it's Michigan, it's spring. What are you going to do? And they're talking about possibly some rain and maybe thunderstorms tonight. We did have a nice rumble come through about 4:30 this morning, woke me up, and not that I mind, I like thunderstorms. I don't know why, it's just something, as long as they're not severe, something I like about the thunder. Yeah, I'm weird, what can I say? With that, I'll get back to you, and hopefully we'll get some more check-ins. This is KELCT, back to net.
Very good, Richard. Yeah, we hit 70 yesterday and got close to that today, so it's been nice. A little early for those kind of temperatures scares me a little high. Anyway, this is KATPX, tonight's net control for the 220 Inquisitor Net, looking for check-ins. Any more check-ins for the CZ's net, please come now. KATPX, net control for the 220 Inquisitor Net. Jim Van Aptis, looking for some additional check-ins for the evening. Please come now. Well, Richard, I wanted to ask you a question. You were in a Dodge. What size? Is it a three-quarter ton or a one-ton or just a half-ton? One-ton. I got a 150, and I think it's a one-ton or a 1.5. I don't know. Anyway, how heavy were you out there trying to go through that? Go ahead.
Well, it's a Bighorn Ram 1500. It's a 2008, if I remember right. It's decent. It's got a good chassis on it. I got it for a pretty decent price, but it's kind of a hoopty. A lot of cancer. I paid the contractors like $7,000. And 2 weeks after I bought it, I had to put $3,000 in rebuilding the front end. So, but it's got over 204,000 miles on it. You know, you can't complain about that. And I've only got a three-year contract on it, so I can get 3 or 4 years out of it. I'll be happy. My major problem with it right now is it's stuck in four-wheel drive. I have an automatic. It used to run quite well on that. And then one day it just locked up, and my neighbor who's a mechanic, he looked at it and he thought, well, it's probably just a servo or something. I can fix that. We'll wait until I don't need four wheel drive, but it makes a real pain getting in and out of parking spaces. But what are you gonna do? KELCT, back to you.
Real good. How's that handle the gas? How's the gas mileage when it's in four-wheel drive all the time? You notice a big difference?
Oh, yeah, a tremendous difference. It wants to, the front tires want to lock. If you have to make a tighter turn than, say, 60%, one of the front tires will always bind because when a tire has to turn, one has to turn faster than the other. And it's one thing when you're in snow or mud or something like that, they can get along, but when you're on dry pavement, it shudders, it bumps, it groans, it makes noises, and I know it's not good on the fanny and I know it's not good on the tires, but hopefully, now that, when the frost breaks and we won't have all the mud to worry about, I'll get my neighbor to look at it, and he thinks it's just going to be either a motor or a vacuum operation or something like that, something simple. If not, well, bust out another grand, what can I say? That I got to keep it for another 2.5-3 years anyway. So, but so far, no hemi tick, so that's a good sign. It shifts well. It stops well. It really needs shock absorbers, particularly on the front. If I stop fast, the thing just bounces up and down like a rubber ball. So I know it needs shocks, but as long as the rear shocks aren't bad, and so those experiences I've had, if the rear shocks are bad, you can sync up to the axles basically on anything, even in a gravel driveway. So I won't have to worry about that, I hope. With that, I'll give it back to you, KELCT.
Okay, real good, Richard. KELCT. This is Richard in... did you say you were in Kansas, Richard? Go ahead.
No, I live in Michigan. I'm in Springport, right near Duck Lake. When I mentioned Kansas, my brother lives out in Rossville, just south of Topeka, and I visited him, probably 56 years ago. And I was like 17, and we went out there. He paid for the train tickets, and that was quite a trip in itself. Learned that walking on a train is not easy, especially when you start going around corners. And if you don't have your sea legs, so to speak, it's really easy to kind of end up falling and sticking your elbow in some woman's mashed potatoes. Of course, she gets a free meal out of the deal, and you get a rather nasty sleeve. But out there, they have flat winds out there because it's flat land. And, oh, man, there was times that I would just about be blown over walking out in my brother's front yard. So, and we have some of the gusts today that reminded me of that. So it's like, whoa, man. So, but, no, I live out by Duck Lake here in Spring Arbor, or not Spring Arbor, Springport. So, it's... I'm enjoying the warm weather, but I think it's teasing us. We're going to probably get back to the cold pretty soon. And we still got about 3 or 4 more months till spring comes up. It is Michigan, what can I say? K8LCT, back to you.
Yeah, real good. You know, I knew you were here at Springport, and for some reason I picked up on something you might have said, and I took it the wrong way. I thought you were out west now. But anyway, nevertheless, I'm going to break here for a minute, look for some more check-ins for the nice 220 Inquisitor. Please come now. Well, we're not hearing much out there. I'm running out of things to talk about. So yeah, I agree with you on the weather. It's, if there was Indian winter, I think we're seeing it now. You know, there's Indian fall. Is that what they call it? I think there must be an Indian winter because we're seeing Indian summer is what they call it. So we're seeing Indian spring. I don't know. But it scares me. I think we're all going to wake up one day with a foot of snow on the ground and go, wow, I thought spring was here. But it's not. You're right. We're a ways off yet. So anyway, this is KAATPX. Net control for the 220 Inquisitor net. Do we have any check-ins? Please come now. W8AND, Andy in Wyoming. Just testing my 220 radio here. I'll give you a check-in just in and out. See if I'm getting in there. Well, good evening, Andy. Yeah, it sounds good. And I got you in and out. Appreciate the check-in, W-A-N-D, Andy. Got you down here. Appreciate the check-in. Radio sounds good. Audio is a little low, but maybe you were just talking low. I don't know. But other than that, sounds good. What kind of radio is it, if you don't mind me asking? Yes, this is an Elenco DR-MD520T tri-bander. I'm on the KD8MUI repeater. It's sounding good. I think Rich was out there when he's talking. It's really choppy, like it's kind of weird. But then when I turn to the other repeater, well, I can't remember the name, but the other 220 repeater, then it's I'm like, what is it, NHJPR or something like that. Then it's fine on there. So I don't know if there's an issue with that repeater, but anyway, yep. Back to you. I'm just in and out, so I'll catch you later. Okay, there's Andy. And that we got you in and out. We will let you go. You have a good rest of the weekend here. Don't get blown away out there. We're good. KATPX, net control for the 320 Blizzard net. Do we have any more check-ins for this evening's net? Please come now. KELCT. Richard, not looking too busy. I'm probably going to get another call and probably close the net. Do you have any more comments for this evening's net, Richard? Go ahead and pick it up.
Well, not a whole lot. Yeah, I think what we're going through right now is what they call false spring. It's kind of like Indian summer. You get, you know, like a week or two of nice weather and then back to reality. I hope it doesn't get too realistic out there. I remember working at the penitentiary in Jackson and having to fight snow and ice as late as April, and you know, that was made for some real interesting commuting, because on that job there was no excuse not to get to work. It didn't matter, you know, if you had to push your car in, you had to be there. So hopefully we won't see anything like that this year, but who knows? Like I say, it's Michigan. It's anybody's guess. So, and yeah, I'm surprised that Tom, KD8TYJ, hasn't checked in. He usually checks in to these nets, to the Inquisitor. John in 8WVN said that he might. So, but then again, it's a nice day that is like this. Maybe people are out enjoying it. Or trying to, clean up after whatever wind damage was done. I shudder to think what's happening to my antenna outside, because it's just it's a Slim Jim inside a PVC pipe, and with this kind of wind, it's been up there for about 5 years now, 6 years now, and in the the ultraviolet sun and all of that, I think it's probably just about ready to keel over and die on me, and I think this wind will probably do it. It's going to make it real interesting to do the other nets on the IRA system, because I have to get into Battle Creek, and that's the closest one I can get, and sometimes when the antenna's not good, it don't happen. With that, I'll hand it back to the net before I time things out. KE8LCT, back to you.
Okay, real good. I haven't really looked at the antenna. And I know it's flipping around in there because I can see the effect of the wind on my solar panels out the window here. So they're on a tracker, so they kind of move around a little bit. I can see them moving on their axis without being actuated. Anyway, I'm going to make one last call here for check-ins, and probably if I get nothing, I'm going to probably close the net for this evening. Richard, stand by, please. Two more check-ins for tonight's 220 Inquisitor net. We're looking for some more. Please come now. Well, Richard, I'm not hearing much. I really appreciate you checking in, and I'll give you one last go there. You got any last comments for the net? Go ahead.
Nothing much. Hey, we gave the old college try. You know, sometimes you get a few and sometimes you don't. So, but hey, it was nice talking with you, and I hope you have a great weekend and a good week coming up, and stay warm, safe, and well. So with that, I'll hand it back to the net. This is KE8LCT.
Well, thank you, Richard, and the same to you. I hope your week goes well, the upcoming week. I hope the end of this week goes well. So, any more check-ins for the night's net? Go ahead. Hearing nothing, I'd like to say thank you to everyone who checked into tonight's 220 net. We had a total of 2 check-ins, 3 participants, including myself. I'll say 73s to all, and the net is now closed, and all repeaters will be returned to normal operations, though I don't think we linked into any of this evening. 33 guys, KAATPX. That was clear.
'73 to you, friend. I'll tell you, it was a good try. Better luck next time. KAATPX, clear.
32, Richard, thanks, and you're breaking up a little bit to see your cell phone connection. Anyway, 73 is my friend. KAATPX will be QRT.
K9 TWL, listening.